90 million developers, the world's most exciting startups, and 90% of Fortune 100 companies built, scale, and ship secure software on GitHub. Find a plan that works for you at github.com. Let's build from here.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, November 15th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. The collapse of FTX shocked the already reeling crypto industry, and that's led to increased calls for regulation of the sector, but not for the kind of light-touch legislation the industry had been pushing for. So, what could future oversight of crypto look like? On today's show, our reporter Paul Kiernan joins us to discuss. That's after these headlines. Starting with the world's richest man, Elon Musk. He's in court this week to defend his pay package at Tesla. A Tesla shareholder is asking Delaware's business law court to rescind Musk's CEO pay package. The deal, approved in 2018 by Tesla's board, is valued at around $52 billion at recent share prices. The plaintiff alleges the board at the time failed to disclose key information about the deal. At the time it was agreed on, Musk owned around 22% of Tesla shares and had close ties with several directors. Attorneys representing current and former Tesla board members have said the package was approved through a fair process and has been a success, pointing to the performance of Tesla, which is now the world's most valuable car company. Musk is expected to take the stand in the case on Wednesday. Google has reached a $391.5 million settlement over its location tracking practices, in what state attorneys general say is the biggest multi-state privacy settlement in U.S. history. 40 state AGs said yesterday that Google violated consumer protection laws by misleading users and tracking them, even when their location history setting was turned off. Google said the allegations were based on practices it had already changed years ago. The company still faces lawsuits by the District of Columbia and several other states over certain aspects of its location tracking. Amazon is set to lay off thousands of workers as part of broad cost-cutting measures that we told you about last week. A person familiar with the matter says the layoffs could affect about 10,000 employees, or less than 1% of Amazon's global workforce, though the number could change. Our Amazon reporter Sebastian Herrera says the cuts are expected to target corporate employees and could primarily affect Amazon's devices business, human resources, and retail.
The devices business in particular, which includes the popular Alexa products, has lost about $5 billion annually in recent years, we reported last week. And retail is the business that has seen slowing growth as Amazon's sales has slowed down this year. So those are two businesses that have done worse than other parts of Amazon, like Amazon Web Services, and they're businesses that Amazon is targeting in this broad cost-cutting review, where it's really taking a look at which businesses are unprofitable and looking to make cuts in those businesses.
Meanwhile, Amazon is facing a new legal challenge in Europe. A $1 billion lawsuit filed yesterday accuses the company of promoting offers favorable to itself and excluding other sellers on its website. A spokesman said the claim is without merit. A two-year legal battle between Apple and Fortnite maker Epic Games went to appeals court on Monday. Epic is suing Apple over how it operates its App Store, alleging the company takes an unfair cut of revenue that's generated through it. Last year, a U.S. district court mostly rejected Epic's arguments, but ordered Apple to stop prohibiting app makers from pointing customers towards other payment methods outside of the App Store. That order is on hold while both sides appeal the ruling. Apple's position is being complicated, though, by the Justice Department, which argues the district court's decision was wrong and could make it harder to enforce antitrust laws. And NASA is once again set to try and launch its enormous Artemis 1 rocket to the moon. The launch, scheduled for early Wednesday morning, will be the third attempt following previous delays due to technical issues and bad weather. Artemis 1 is part of NASA's mission to return U.S. astronauts to the moon, but this first test launch will be uncrewed. All right, coming up, more regulation could be coming for the crypto sector, and not the kind it wanted. We'll discuss after the break.
90 million developers, the world's most exciting startups, and 90% of Fortune 100 companies build, scale, and ship secure software on GitHub. With automated workflows, out-of-the-box CI/CD, built-in AI, supercharged collaboration tools, and embedded security throughout the developer workflow, GitHub is the best modern software development platform in the world. It lets teams focus on what really matters, making their vision a reality. It's a place for anyone, from anywhere, to build anything. Find a plan that works for you at github.com. Let's build from here.
After years of arguing against regulation, a lot of people in the crypto industry lately have been pushing for oversight with a lighter touch. But the crisis at FTX has put plans for some new crypto legislation on hold. According to WSJ sources, the Senate Agriculture Committee, which oversees the federal agency that could be tasked with regulating crypto, has scrapped a tentative plan to mark up its bipartisan crypto bill this week, a bill that had been drafted with FTX's input. At the same time, regulators are expected to increase their oversight and investigations of crypto firms, hoping to give investors in the space a little more security. Joining us to discuss what this means for the sector is our reporter in Washington, Paul Kiernan. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Zoe.
Paul, can you start by telling us a bit about what was the point of the crypto legislation that the Senate Agriculture Committee was looking at? I mean, what was in it and why were they considering it?
So at a high level, the Senate Agriculture Committee bill, it's called the Digital Commodities Consumer Protection Act, or the DCCPA. What it would have done is it would have given the Commodity Futures Trading Commission jurisdiction over Bitcoin and Ether and probably a few other cryptocurrencies. The CFTC, as that regulator is known, is the smaller of the two market regulators. The bigger one is the Securities and Exchange Commission. And it does not have any rules in place currently that it could really use to regulate these markets. And so one thing we know is that if this bill were passed, it would mean several years of rule writing efforts by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to like build this regulatory framework for crypto. And of course, during that time, the crypto industry would be heavily lobbying the CFTC and Congress.
And what would the bill have meant for other crypto tokens besides Bitcoin and Ether?
There were various versions and drafts of this bill circulating, but it would have preserved the ability for the Securities and Exchange Commission to say, wait, no, that looks like a security that's in our jurisdiction, and go after crypto exchanges for listing crypto tokens that met the definition of a security. Now, one reason the SEC didn't like the DCCPA is that it would have deferred to the crypto exchanges in a first instance for determining what type of asset a given crypto token was.
So this would have given crypto exchanges like FTX and others the power to decide whether or not something was a security or a commodity, something that usually regulators get to do.
Yeah, right. I mean, theoretically, it wouldn't have given the crypto exchanges the final say. The SEC could still come in and second guess their decision, but it would have deferred to a certain degree this distinction to the crypto industry. Again, there were various versions of it that were circulating and tweaks being made. And so, you know, a final version of the bill is not in existence because they haven't voted on it.
There is an expectation that regulators like the SEC will step up their oversight of the industry, particularly given what's happened at FTX. How do we expect that to play out?
For the past year, the crypto industry in Washington has gotten a lot more organized with lobbyists and spending. And the result of that has been more and more lawmakers, Republicans like Tom Emmer, Democrats like Richie Torres, many more, repeating crypto lobbyist talking points, one of which is the SEC should not do regulation by enforcement. Rather than enforcing the existing laws, the SEC should provide more regulatory clarity to the crypto industry to tell crypto companies exactly what they can do, not just what they can't do. The SEC has maintained for several years now that the laws are clear, that there is a really pretty straightforward test as called the Howey test that determines when something is a security and when it's not. And the crypto industry is just trying to kick the can down the road. One upshot of the FTX implosion is that it's going to push the needle towards enforcement.
Let's take a moment to talk about the investigations into FTX. Who is looking into them right now, and what are they looking to find?
Yeah, so the SEC is investigating FTX. They were frankly investigating FTX before this happened, but the investigation has widened in the wake of the collapse. They are looking into whether FTX listed unregistered securities, whether its lending product constituted an unregistered security. More recently, they've been looking at the interconnectedness, the links between FTX.com, which is the global exchange, FTX.us, which is its U.S. subsidiary, and Sam Bankman-Fried's trading firm, Alameda Research. We've reported that FTX, the exchange, lent customer funds to Alameda Research, which is generally forbidden.
What other crypto-related investigations have we seen the SEC and, you know, other agencies carrying out? And what do we expect the impact of those to be?
It's hard to say at this point. We've reported that the SEC was investigating Binance. Coinbase, which is a publicly traded company, as well as a crypto exchange, has disclosed that it was under SEC investigation for like various lines of business. SEC Chair Gary Gensler wants the crypto exchanges to register as national securities exchanges. There's a number of reasons why they don't want to do that and why that would be difficult, but he has expressed a willingness to work with these companies to try to get them registered. There's some risk if the SEC were to file a lawsuit against a crypto exchange, particularly one whose finances aren't audited and publicly disclosed. There's some risk that it could precipitate a collapse, or that it would, like a cease and desist order, might cause the exchange's customers to lose access to their money. And so I think that from the SEC's perspective, the best thing would just be to register all these companies and get them to comply with the law. But Gary Gensler has said if they don't do that, if they don't make any headway, and there's nothing public that has come out that suggests there's a lot of headway being made, the SEC will bring enforcement cases. It'll sue them.
All right. That's our reporter, Paul Kiernan. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, head over to our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please leave it a 5-star rating and a review wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for listening.
Welcome to Free Expression, a new podcast from The Wall Street Journal with me, Jerry Baker, editor-at-large of The Wall Street Journal. It's a podcast in which we're going to be trying to do something a little different, dig a little deeper into the issues behind the headlines that are in the news all the time. So please join me for my new podcast, Free Expression, with Jerry Baker at The Wall Street Journal. We're very much looking forward to really having some fascinating conversations, and I very much hope you'll join us.